with Nikki and DeMello in the morning. That's all I need in my life. More music and more fun. Nikki and DeMello when you wake up.
97.3 Coast FM.
Engineers have created the whitest paint ever, and they think it can help fighting global warming. They actually reckon that it can cool buildings just like an air conditioner.
Oh, reflecting the sun.
Oh, that's the reason behind it. It's incredible, impressive reflecting ability. Commercially available paints that are made specifically to cool normally reflect about 80 to 90% of sunlight, while this one reflects 98.1% of sunlight.
Could you also imagine, blinds anyone that walks
thinking,
past.
Can you imagine if you painted a car like that and you're driving in the afternoon sun, like,
what if they're painting roofs that colour? Imagine flying over them. There'll be a flying hazard for planes.
I wonder what they're painting with it, to be fair. I mean, they're talking about buildings, but I imagine...
You would assume it would be the roof. That'd be the hottest.
Possibly you're talking about things like spacecraft, possibly. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. That would make sense to try and, you know, for re-entry and stuff. Anyway, it's the opposite of the ultra-black one that researchers created in 2014 called Vantablack, which absorbs like 99.9% of visible light.
It's crazy.
Apparently, it's even whiter than my legs after a long winter.
Good morning. Here.
Welcome. Yep. We're just trying to work our way through. Welcome to mask territory again.
Yes.
I didn't actually see this email going into the weekend, but I just saw one talking about how Basketball WA and the state government have been chatting, and basically the reason that there was no NBL 1, which is like the old SBL games last weekend, is because they said they basically had to wear masks while playing. Like players and referees had to wear masks while playing, so they decided that's not really practical.
Mm.
So I'm trying to work out, you know, does that mean probably like kids basketball over winter? That's, or at least for this week, that's probably not going to be happening again.
Well, it's back to how it was last week. So whatever was happening the week before is still happening this week.
Yeah, because now, for those that missed it, I mean, apart from the fact that there were no crowds at that game yesterday.
That game. whatever that was at the derby.
Game. Yeah. So it's indoor and outdoor masks back again.
Yeah.
And no nightclubs for Perth and Peel residents. That's where we're at.
So, I mean, it's until Saturday. So potentially the weekend could be back to no masks outdoors.
Could be.
And how it was over the weekend. We just have to wait and see, I guess. It's just everything's just up in the air. Just got to wait until what, I think it was Thursday night last week, we found out what was happening for our weekend. So,
but even like to what, there may be a press conference today that, you know, has new details about how things have gone up till this point. We may be in lockdown. We just don't know. We've avoided it so far, but like they're not ruling it out.
Depends how many people have. I got the one thing that we've got is that during the time that they were infectious, everyone had masks on. So we can hope that that has kind of stopped the spread as much as it would have been if you didn't have masks on.
I believe somebody pointed out, though, that the security guards in the hotels were also wearing masks.
Yeah.
So anyway.
But those hotels, Jesus, just seems like you just walk in the door and you've got it.
Well, yeah. It's just...
It just wafts in.
Now, okay, so we'll keep you posted. I guess we'll, like anything, I guess we'll be watching with even more interest to see whenever the next press conference is to see what the latest is.
Yeah.
We'll keep you up to date. That game, Eagles by 59 points, which I think was a lot of people's probable picks, weren't they? Like a lot of people were suggesting.
Yeah. Oh, for me, I would have thought that, but I know a lot of people picked Dockers.
Dockers are on quite a roll, to be fair.
Yeah.
But, you know, I guess there's something about the Western Derby that just kind of...
Eagles at home.
Yeah.
Mm.
Anyway, it was the second half was an all-Eagles affair, it's fair to say. It looked very competitive from the start, but anyway, nice work. We move on from there. Good news, possibly. Price of beer could be coming down.
Oh.
Shaved by a couple of bucks. Small brewers and distillers receiving a whole bunch of tax breaks that the feds have put together in the nation's most recent treasury work, suggesting that a support package could be putting $55,000 into the pockets on average of most of the craft brewers.
Okay.
It'll triple the amount of liquor producers can sell before excise tax applies. Although, to be honest, if that gets passed, the big question is, will that actually wind up coming off the price of the beer?
Probably not.
Or will that just disappear into the product? Oh, it's a bit cheaper to make the beer, probably.
Yeah.
I can't think of the last time that beer actually got cheaper.
No. I think if we're lucky, it'll stay the same.
Yeah, exactly. And there's probably more of a chance that Mark McGowan will start a press conference on time then beer's going to get checked. That's my pick. So if he's on time for his ordered press conference today, maybe there's a chance.
Nikki and Zamello's three things you need to know.
Now, I can tell you nightclubs are closed for the next week, although there are sort of pub and restaurant possibilities, but they're obviously under the restrictions of,
yeah.
I think it's the 4 square metres or 2 square metres, whatever the deal
whatever
is.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
But so I mean, what are you doing nightclubbing in the week, you crazy people?
Well, it's ruined my plans, for sure.
I'm sure it has.
And all Perth and Peel residents must wear masks indoors and outdoors.
Yeah.
Please. Yes. A friendly heads up, it's Mother's Day next weekend. This weekend
it
coming
is.
Up. Yeah, it's Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. Okay?
Don't forget.
And it's also, in amongst all of this, Nikki, International Compost Awareness Week.
Is it?
And we all know how important compost is, so get amongst it. In fact, I'm actually composting in my pockets as we speak.
I'm glad you didn't say pants.
I thought about it, but I thought, no, let's not be predictable.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And with entertainment news live from the MasterChef kitchen, it's Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. I'm under a lot of pressure here. Billie Eilish has graced the cover of British Vogue stripping down to lingerie for the shoot. 19-year-old Billie shows off her tattoos on her legs and her stomachs during the shoot. And she's taken to Instagram to say, I love these pictures and I loved doing the shoot. Do whatever you want, whenever you want. F everything else. Fair enough, Billie.
Fine advice.
Fair enough.
Probably wouldn't read it out like that in a primary school, but fine advice still.
Drake is producing a new thriller movie starring Selena Gomez.
Wow.
He and Future the Prince will executive produce the new thriller starring Gomez, which will be called Spiral. The story is said to be about an influencer who lets social media destroy her body. Drake is also an executive producer of the hit HBO show Euphoria, which stars Zendaya. So he does know what he's doing. So it might be pretty good.
Wow.
Miley Cyrus and the Kid LAROI have released a song together. Miley and the 17-year-old Aussie LAROI have released a remix of his song Without You and a music video to go with it. Here it is.
So there I go, oh, can't make a wife out of a hole, oh, I'll never find the words to say I'm sorry, but I'm scared to be alone.
You cut out a piece of me and now I bleed.
Yes, sounds familiar.
And DJ Khaled has released his star-studded new album called Khaled.
Yep.
Features this one with Justin Bieber.
Don't shine. And life is a bitch, but sometimes it's all right. It's all right. So I'ma let go of things I can't control. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go. He's also teamed up with all the Justins, Justin Timberlake, on the album as well.
Watch what happens when I break free. Just be.
Me. Just be.
It's a star-studded album. There's also Post Malone, Cardi B, Jay-Z, and more. Khaled is out now. And can I just say, this is my favourite story of the day.
Okay.
Victoria Beckham has brutally taken down Justin Bieber, saying she would rather die than wear the pair of Crocs that he sent her. They're a pair of lilac Crocs. She let her fans decide on Instagram whether she'd be wearing them or not with a poll. They responded 57% no, 43% yes, and Victoria came back and said, well, that was close. I think I'd rather die, but thank you anyway, Justin Bieber.
She put it out there for a poll, like, looking to say, what do you think?
When she obviously
no
wanted
intention
to,
at all.
To see what her fans thought of her.
Right.
She's like, I can't believe you think I'd wear that.
You know
what? So funny.
I believe she's being entirely honest. I don't think she's being funny in that statement.
No, not at all.
Nikki and Zamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3 Coast FM.